You took my open. We ready to roll? Well, first, all of you guys, I know that this has been a long couple of days for you guys all to be here, and we don't say it a lot of times, but we appreciate the stuff that you go through and waiting for all the things that we go through and the time constraints that you have away from your family, so appreciate that. A lot of work went into this process. A lot of people had a big part of it with trainers, security, scouts, coaching staff, front office. And just watching it all come together is always a great process. A lot of good people in this building who deserve a lot of credit. We won't know a lot about the things that we did this weekend for a while here, but as we sit here, we feel good about it. We feel like we did the right things for our team, not necessarily only for this moment, but going forward. We got a lot of good people into the building who reflect the values and culture and the playing temperament we're trying to bring in.
You drafted two receivers today. You signed two a month ago and returned most of the guys from last year. How are those numbers going to work, and what do you think of the two you added?
Well, first, we're trying to build competition. That's going to make everyone better. We're not looking at numbers. We're not worried about what's going to happen in August. A lot's going to happen between now and August. The best situation we could have is have a lot of good players at a particular position. You know, we've talked about that with the offensive line, for example. In terms of the guys we drafted today, when we talk about Mac, a guy that has been on, with Joe and his staff in the process, really, since the day they walked in the building, you know, when we sat down and we talked about when they came back from spring meetings and some of the guys, they talked about this guy and what he represents, about what we want to be, but also the player he is. I mean, he's 6'4", he can run, physical receiver, can go up and get the football, and then he brings a lot to the table other than that as well. Shelton Gibson is a guy who right when he came out and we did work on him, he can take the top off. You can see he gets separation, he can get vertical. And for us, he was the best player on the board. You know, we sat there, and it's a great example of what Joe and his staff have brought, where it didn't matter that we drafted a receiver. He was the best player on the board, and we took him.
How you talked about the depth
you know, we signed a guy that was on our front board at the end of the draft, too. For us, I don't know, I got to check with legal. I don't even know if we're allowed to confirm those, you know. Are we? We wait, right? Okay. Anyway, so it was a little bit like defensive tackle last year. It was interesting because when we went through it last year and all the defense tackles, you felt like maybe they go later, but there was a run on those guys. Same token, we were really excited to make sure that we got Pumphrey. And then we liked the players that are in the building. You know, we got Ryan, we got Darren, Wendell and Byron Marshall is a guy who can cross train and play at receiver and running back as well. So we got some talent at that position, and you know, we're excited to see them when they get here. Ryan Matthews is on this team. Can I tell you, anyone who's going to be on this team in September, I mean, we're here in April. So, you know, all that stuff will work it out. His rehab's going well. You know, there's some things that some parts of the process that he has to get through here to get, but he's working hard and he's able to work out and he's cleared to do all that.
What did Carson's scouting report of Matt Collins say? Did you guys ask him after he worked out?
I don't remember talking to Carson about Mac in particular. I know all the guys that he worked out with, his agent, he thought were really good guys in general. I don't know if we had any particular conversations about Mac in particular. I know he liked the kid and was what we talked about, but he didn't give us a scouting report on Mac.
For Doug, both these guys, both these receivers, can stretch the field or at least did in college. Is that important to you offensively to have that component nevertheless?
Yeah, you know, and really the most important thing for me is I want guys that love football, number one, guys that want to come in here and compete and earn a spot and earn a roster spot and earn that jersey on Sundays. And, you know, when these two guys were sitting right there for us, you know, we all kind of got excited and just looking forward to working with them, getting them here in the building here in a couple of days, couple of weeks, really get them in that first rookie camp and expose them to our offense and then see what they can do from there. You know, this is going to be a different set of challenges for each one of them, competing now against NFL caliber corners and safeties, and so, you know, getting him in here and getting him going to work is something that we're looking forward to here in a couple of days.
Jeffrey and Hollins, both 6'4". You've also got Matthews, 6'3". How big is that as far as trying to improve this red zone offense?
Well, I think it's big. You know, you get throw in Zach Ertz, you throw in DGB. I mean, there's some height there. There's some ability to get open. And, you know, red zone, that's one thing that we focused as a staff this spring was our red zone efficiency and how we can improve that. And obviously this will help, you know, having some height down there. But at the same time, we just have to offensively just focus on execution and just build on that. And but this will definitely give us a little bit of an advantage and some excitement going into the training camp. I think Wendell, obviously, he's, you know, coming off injury, so that's number one. We got to make sure he's 100% and physically, you know, ready to go there. You know, I think Wendell has a role on this football team. You know, it's something that we saw sort of glimpses of it, you know, last season when he had a chance to play, and we just expect him to come in and compete and work and put himself in a position to help us again this year.
What was your kind of opinion on the competition and why we see it now compared to?
I think it's great. I think when I stood up here last year and said competition at every position, we again, you know, the gentleman up here with me helped us create that, and I'm excited to see these guys work. I'm excited to see who's going to rise to the top and who's going to be there at the end. You know, and it's just going to make us better down the stretch.
Watching a lot of film with Mac, and I haven't seen anything. How do you like their ability to run routes? And just run routes and whatnot. Are they going to be a work in progress?
Maybe a little bit of work in progress. Obviously, you know, young guys coming in offensively, defensively, and on special teams is just picking up our terminology and our system and the things we teach from a fundamental standpoint. You know, most receivers coming out of college don't have an extensive route tree like we will possess and we have. And so there's a learning curve there. But both these guys are sharp guys. You see it on tape when you get a chance to visit with them. They understand offense. They understand coverage. And it's something, you know, we get them in here on May 11th. We start our rookie camp that weekend, and we get a chance to expose them to our offense.
For Joe, what makes you think they can translate from safety?
Well, first of all, the reason I would say that he could convert to safety linebacker is that I think the mental toughness, the physicality that he plays with. But to me, he wasn't just a safety that could play down the box. He was an athletic guy that could range all over the field. And I think you're going to see that range even more so at the linebacker position.
Joe, can you kind of just describe, I know you guys obviously had some needs coming into this draft at various positions. And how were you able to weigh, addressing those needs versus taking the best player available in various rounds?
Yeah, I think if you look at our draft, there were times where a perceived need was trumped by the best player available. I won't go into specifics, but once the draft starts, we meet so often, we go over so many different outcomes and scenarios that can happen that you just go with the way the board is flowing. And so that was the main thing, that we had a strong game plan before the draft started, and we were able to stick to it.
Joe, this is your first collaboration with Joe in the draft. How did
we're
going to
talk about the same thing,
Dave.
Oh,
we're going back to the question.
We're happy.
How did your first collaboration with Joe in the draft? Can you talk about how that worked and any differences between working with him versus some of the previous drafts that you've been involved with?
Yeah, I think that it's the whole group, and obviously Joe and I have an opportunity to sit next to each other and talk about a lot of things, but Coach is right next to us, and Jeffrey and Andy Weidel and Tom Donahoe and that whole draft room with Anthony Patch and Dwayne Joseph and Alec Albee and Jake Rosenberg, and it's a collaborative effort, and we talk about things, and we get feedback on things, and when we're talking to teams about trades, we're putting them up, and we're trying to weigh those trades, and the board's the easy part. It really is, because it just, we have a stack and it comes off that way. And the only discussion is if there's two guys that are in the same tier, maybe you take the priority position. But it was a fun process, you know, throughout it, not just the last 3 days, but really since these guys, both these guys have been in the building, you know, great guys to work with and be a part of. And our philosophies have really kind of combined and hopefully pays off on the field.
Part of those package with Hollins is his special
teams ability. Yeah, for us, it was the receiving ability first. You're talking about a guy who's got tremendous size, tremendous speed. We feel like if he didn't have the collarbone this year, he goes two rounds before that. Tremendous upside as a receiver, and he's got the intelligence and work ethic to work on whatever his deficiencies are. In the meantime, he has a role to fill. You know, you can get him on the field on the 46-man roster, but we're not looking to draft special teams players in the fourth round only. You know, we're looking at a guy like that who's got the ability to be an eventual starter.
The moves you made in free agency, you know, leading up to this draft, does it really kind of set up the draft where a lot of your needs kind of coincided with the best players that were out there?
Free agency for us was just an opportunity to improve the talent level on the team. And, you know, some of that was a little untraditional to get guys into the building by doing some one-year deals or maybe dropping down in the draft to get a guy like Tim Jernigan. But you know, for us, the draft is a totally different process, and it's about taking the best players available. And there's no doubt that there's times when you're in a round and you're bummed because there's a position at a player of need. And either he goes before you pick or, you know, he's further down the stack. But that's why we have each other, you know, to keep each other kind of in line and make sure that we're doing the things that we talked about.
Kind of get back to that collaborative process. It's still the first year you guys have done this together. Are there some things that still need to be refined? And at what point, I guess a year-wise, do you think that everything will be running completely smooth?
That's deep, man. I don't know. You know, it's. I think we'll go back and we'll look at this process a little bit, and we'll sit down over the summer and probably over a beer and a cigar, and we'll talk about it all. You know, how's that sound?
Sounds
great.
Joe,
yeah.
This is your first time doing a draft here.
Yeah.
What was the process like? What was it like working with you guys? How did it go?
That was outstanding. This is a great place from the top down. There's so many good people in this building, in every department. It was great just getting to know everybody. The working relationship has been outstanding. The communication daily has been outstanding. Have we always agreed on everything? No. But at the end of the day, we've always been able to step back and do what's right for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's the number one thing.
Joe, you know Humphrey. His frame, he weighs 176 pounds. You know, the other small running backs like Darren are very effective, but they tend to be stockier build guys. Does that worry you at all? And if not, why not?
With Humphrey, the thing that stands out the most, prolific production. I mean, he set every record, talking about a guy that broke Marshall Faulk's record. Lightning feet, great feet, great hands, and don't let the size fool you. This guy, he's a little dog that thinks he's a big dog, and he plays that way. And I love the way he plays, and I love how productive he is.
Including the draft, there are 84 players on the roster now. How do you sign the young draft guys that you want to be, and what's this mean for Jason Kelsey and other tackles?
Yeah. So the process after the draft, there's a lot of legwork that's done prior. It's an all-hands-on-deck mentality. Scouts are working with coaches. We have our list of guys. We're recruiting these guys. We're calling them. We're loving them up and calling agents, recruiting agents as well. And so much like the draft, that once the draft is over, we have our list of guys. We go by the ranking, and we load the roster up. And I think it went as smooth as possible.
But are there cuts you need to make in order to add guys?
Yeah, I think for us, what we're going to do is we're going to weigh the value of some of the undrafted free agents versus some of the guys on the roster. And if there's an opportunity to improve our football team, we got to take that opportunity to
and
do that.
Jason and Michael be here?
Yes, they're here.
Okay.
and we have fully anticipate that they're going to be here going forward.
Were there many teams inquiring about those players throughout the process?
You know, Dave, we don't ever talk about trade discussions with any teams, but both those guys have been here in the off season, and they're going to be here going forward.
Now, I know you talked about this on Thursday, but 250,000 people supposedly here on the Parkway. I know you guys were holding up here, but just your reaction to what it was for Philadelphia, and do you think it'll be back?
You know, it's the first answer to that question is I thought it was going to be back until I saw some of Jim Cramer's speech today. You know, he gave him a hard time when he came back. It was going in a great direction until today. Went a little bit downhill. But I actually got a chance to sneak out yesterday in the early afternoon to check it out because I felt like it was just such a unique opportunity. And the people in this city, the people at the league, the job they did, I mean, it was an unbelievable event. And even when I was down there early in the afternoon, I mean, the amount of people that just were around and the light that it really put on Philly and how well the city responded just makes you proud to be part of the city. And it was just a great weekend. And I know there was a moment where they showed the city and, man, it's just a proud moment for all of us who live in the city. Great job.